and the meeting's purpose was in, the neighbors were informed the meeting's purpose was to provide them with information on the pump station and the proposed sites and to hear from them their concerns and feedback regarding the six sites. Neighbors were informed their input would be used in a quantitative evaluation of all six sites. It was following this meeting, unfortunately, that staff learned residents in the Waverly Landing Condominium Association had not been invited to the meeting as their letter of invitation had been returned undelivered to the Bureau. Staff was able to locate the condo association president's name and address and contacted him regarding the Waverly community's future involvement in this project and inviting them to the next meeting. The next meeting was held on May 14, 2008. 41 neighbors signed into that meeting, including four residents of the Waverly Landing Condo Association, one of whom was the condo association president. The attendees were updated on the project, including provided information that a preliminary site or a preferred site had been preliminarily identified. Attendees were asked to provide feedback on that site as well as the remaining five sites, and they were again reminded and informed that their information and feedback in the meeting would be used in the quantitative analysis of all six sites. On May 29th,
and excuse me, are you going to go through every meeting that you had? Because I'm wondering if we could take it as read that there were lots of meetings and people were invited.
I do have a couple of other meetings to mention, but
if you could just pick the highlights, I think that would be helpful.
Sure. There was another meeting at the end of May and a final meeting in early June at the request of residents, and we had Waverly Landing Condominium Association residents as well as some nearby Bluff neighbors who overlooked the site, proposed site, at those meetings as well. The final meeting in June was held in the office of Bureau Director Dean Marriott. Input gathered from residents in the meetings I just described was used in the quantitative analysis and evaluation of the six sites. The criteria to evaluate the sites was impacts to the public, site characteristics, risks associated with construction and operation, ease of temporary and permanent easement acquisition, costs, and compliance with zoning and land use requirements. The criterion impacts to the public was weighted the most heavily at 30 points. The design consultant issued the technical memorandum in mid-June recommending a preferred site. That site is located partially in the Southeast Harney right-of-way and partially on Portland Rowing Club property. We've been moving forward with the design of this site since last year. To assist the Bureau with site layout and architectural design of the pump station, we convened an 11-member advisory committee that began meeting in July of 2008. The 11 members include three members of the Portland Rowing Club, three representatives from the Waverly Landing Condominiums, four neighbors, and one representative from SMILE. To date, the Citizen Advisory Committee has met five times. In conclusion, we recognize this is a difficult project and not all of the neighbors support the location. However, we've made significant efforts to listen to and incorporate the feedback of all of the residents into the evaluation of the site and the determination of the preferred site. And through our work with the Citizen Advisory Committee, we've continued to seek the neighbors' input on the site layout and architectural design of the pump station in order to minimize the long-term impacts of the pump station on the neighborhood. And we're happy to answer any questions you have.
Do you have anything, Tammy, you wanted that?
Only that it's a difficult thing even for us to do, to impose something the city needs where people don't want it. We've really tried our very best to incorporate what we can do in the architectural renderings and what we can do to make the pump station a more amicable neighbor.
I'm assuming we have people who wish to testify.
Did we have a sign-up sheet?
We have two people, Mike Shangle and Peter Fry.
And if anybody else would like to testify, there's a third seat that you're welcome to take.
Go ahead. I'm going to start the timer and then I'll distribute them while you're talking.
Welcome. Please state your name and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Mike Shangle, resident of Waverly Landing and representing the Homeowners Association. The handout that I'm giving the council, I'm going to refer to in some of my testimony here. First thing you should know is that our residents of the Homeowners Association were not made aware of the pump station final determination of the location for the pump station until after the decision had been made. We were late coming to the dance. The decision was made prior to us being invited to these meetings. The BES published their own timeline and had already met four times with the Portal and Rowing Club starting in October of 07, and also had two public meetings prior to us. Call your attention to the upper left photo that you're looking at there. The site selection process, we believe, was flawed as the contractor, as the BES consultant rated site 4 as having the least impacts to the public, even though the site is approximately 40 feet. I think yours reads 20, but it's actually, it's 40 feet from unit 24 in the condominium complex. 40 feet is roughly between the pillars on my left and right here. Tiger Woods makes putts like that all the time. That's pretty close for a sewer pump. At every meeting, and as I understand it, the city has not, in the last 20 years anyway, built any sewer pumps as close to residential complexes as they're proposing this one here. At every meeting we attended, we urged the BES to consider other sites, but pretty much were told it was too late to change their mind. In the end, the only major change that was made was that the pump station was moved even closer to our complex. We're worried about the quality of life of our residents during the long construction period and the frequent operation of the pump station itself. BES has been unable to assure us that noise and odor levels will not be a problem. This, we expect, will impact our property values. Next, take a look at the lower left photo on your handout there. To permanently block the park-like shared street right-of-way that leads to the river and provides a nesting site for herons is not in the community's best interest. Those trees that you see are basically very close to where the nesting sites for herons are located. And lastly, the upper right photo, we have identified an unoccupied industrial site at 6th and Southeast Umatilla across from the present Umatilla pump station that we feel would be a much more appropriate site. There would be no need for VES to obtain greenway or encroachment permits for this site. So we're coming here today to ask the council to delay your decision on this until other more suitable sites, especially this industrial site, can be investigated. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fry.
Peter Fry, 2153 Southwest Main. I'm a planning consultant with helping the Waverly Landing Condominium Organization. I want to start on a negative note. I just want to say that I personally believe that practice of eminent domain should never be on an emergency ordinance, because I think it's the city's most powerful tool and it should always go through a non-emergency ordinance process. So basically yesterday, last week, thanks to council, I became aware of technical memorandum number 1, and so I went yesterday and acquired it and reviewed it, and I found numerous errors. But in the interest of time, I was only going to focus on 2. This talks about the long process of condemnation or eminent domain. In fact, it's not a long process at all. It takes basically 60 days, the time it takes for you to decide to do it, the time for notice of the owner, and then the time it takes for a judge to take the property. And then you may spend another year discussing price, but your acquisition is almost immediate, and this does not reflect that. The second thing is, in this document, they say a land use variance is expected to be a straightforward process. First of all, there's no variances involved in this. There are land use reviews. And in my experience, 30 years, I've never ran into a straightforward land use process. So I would, and these two issues and others were rated, which then resulted in Site 4 being the highest ranked property. I want to briefly go through the land use issues. It's our opinion and our attorney's opinion that the city needs to go through an encroachment permit process because we're putting a physical structure in a public right-of-way. It's currently the city attorney's opinion that the city does not and is not bound by the encroachment process, and therefore they can put anything they want in a right-of-way, and we obviously disagree with that. The second issue is we believe it's a conditional use process because it's part of a regional facility. It goes from Lentz all the way to Swan Island, so it's not a little pump station serving a little neighborhood. The BS disagrees with that, and so all they're filing for is a greenway permit. And the greenway permit, this frustrating part of this to me is that these procedural issues have to go all the way into the court system to be resolved, which then results in delay. I would prefer BS to do the procedure correct now, and if it any way it falls is the way it goes. But to have to fight procedural issues is really not a fair thing to do. Thank you.
Mr. Fry, it's a long day, and I'm trying to track what you said carefully.
Sure.
What is it specifically that you are asking us to do?
I'm asking BES, as part of this public process, to file for a conditional use permit, to file for an encroachment permit, and to go through a greenway process and to build a greenway trail on the Willamette Bank where there is no link. That's what I'm asking council to put a spotlight on this and get your bureau to do the right thing so I don't have to come back here in a year and a half and do it all over again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And could I get a comment from the city attorney regarding the encroachment review?
Can you speak into the mic? I'm sorry.
The encroachment policy is listed in the Portland policy documents as non-binding city policy. And based on that, based on city code and based on practice, it's not an approval criteria for decision making. But in addition, PBOT, the way that they've always applied it and interpreted the policy, it's never applied to public utilities in the right of way. They're not encroaching. The right-of-way is to have public utilities in them. So even if the policy were a binding policy, which we don't think it is, it wouldn't apply.
Thank you. Does anybody else want to testify? Could we have staff come back, please? Could you respond to the suggestion of the alternate site at 6th and Umatilla? Was that examined?
It was examined and discarded relatively quickly.
And why
at the
was
time,
that?
It was a business, so we would be displacing a business. A relocation of a business takes a significant amount of time and did not seem in the best interest of the city. It also is a significant distance away and would take some very deep tunneling because you would have to go through the bluff, do a very deep tunneling, do a very deep retrieval shaft. It would make the pump station significantly more expensive, deeper, and risky because we'd be going under some rail lines and some other utilities that we did not want to be next to.
What are the consequences of us not doing this at all?
Not doing this at all would mean that Outfall 27 would remain open. We would fail our DEQ mandate. The city would be fined. But more extensively, BES has made quite a bit of strides in meeting this, and this would be the only project that did not meet the ASFO date. So it is more pride than it is money.
And what? How often do we think this pump station is going to be used?
This pump station should run about 90 days a year. It could cycle slightly different. We could use the storage up above and cycle it slightly, but Outfall does overflow 90 times a year, approximately.
Mr. Fry raised a question of kind of a principled issue, I guess, from his point of view about doing a condemnation procedure on an emergency ordinance. Is there, could you remind me again what our time constraints are?
Our time constraints, I wish John Dale, he had to leave for a family emergency with PBOT right away, so he is better tuned to speak to this.
None of us anticipated a five-hour marathon.
Yes.
It continues, so.
For this project in particular, if it is left off and it is read in the 30 days, that means according to the 120 days that the city is more likely to take, and that is more their timeline for getting eminent domain in possession, that would mean I couldn't start till February 1st. Again, I'm trying to get out some early work in order to make sure this makes time. So that I was planning to get one package out in mid-February, so that is making it quite a tight timeline. But it can be done. And again, I'm using the 120 days, which is more likely, but I think Mr. Fry is right. I think legally 60 days is what's required.
Thank you.
Further discussion or questions?
Council discussion?
Yeah. Mr. Salzman?
I guess I would just, you know, with all due respect to the homeowners of the Waverly Condominium Association, I do want to remind the council that the actual land subject to eminent domain is not their land. It's the Portland Rowing Club land. And I would point out, I don't see anybody objecting from the Portland Rowing Club. This is a decision that has been under review for almost 2 years now. And I think, as Tammy said, it's not always painless. But I do feel that this is a site that balances both the impact, as the criteria indicated, both the impact on the public, the need to respond and meet our combined sewage overflow targets on time and on budget, which is what we are currently doing. And to, I think, you know, mitigate the impacts as best we can through the design of this facility. But I do think it's a critical facility in our overall compliance with cleaning up the Willamette River, which is a public benefit shared by all of us in this city and this region. So I would urge support by the council.
You know, my instinct on a question like this is to defer to the Bureau and the Commissioner in charge. I'm also trying to make sure I understand all the practical and policy and legal issues. And I, you know, I think to the extent my colleagues have any views, I would benefit from hearing them.
I was concerned about the process here. I was at one of the early meetings, and I'm particularly concerned that the criteria was set without public input, because that does affect which sites were chosen. I think that that was recognized, and that from that point onwards, the process has been good. And I'm also concerned about our compliance deadline with something that we have worked for 20 years and invested over $1 billion of taxpayers' money to get done. The option of continuing 90 times a year to overflow into the Willamette is not acceptable. So, as you know, I'm one of the most sticklers for process, and I think that we've learned from this process. It does seem to me that the process after the initial problems has reached the least objectionable alternative. There's probably no good place to site a sewer pump station that's in a neighborhood that everybody's going to be satisfied with. It's going to be very expensive to put it on the industrial site, and that, again, has impacts for other taxpayers. And I'm sure that there are other neighbors near there who would be coming in if we were to propose relocating it at this late stage. So, as I say, these types of decisions are never easy, and I do believe that this is something that I can support.
Commissioner Leonard, I'd benefit from any thoughts you had on this.
I did. I was in a meeting, as I said, with the fire chief, but I was listening to the discussion, and I think Commissioner Salzman has articulated well where I am at on this position.
Ms. Parsons, please call the roll.
Roll. Salzman.
Aye.
Fritz. Excuse me.
This project does help the city to be in compliance with the Clean Water Act. Staff has done diligent work, and it's not an easy decision. It's not easy to say, yes, this needs to be near your homes. It would also not be easy to say that we need to spend millions more to do the process over again. I think that had the public been allowed to help with the selection criteria, things would have gone better, but probably still somebody at the end would not have been happy. But I commend the staff for their hard work on this, and I vote aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Thank you. Is anybody here to testify on anything else? We are going to take a 15-minute recess just so that we can attend to basic human needs. And
this gentleman's been here all morning.
He's been here all morning, and you are here for?
12:34.
It's the service coordination team.
Regardless of you having sat here all morning, I can't sit here one more minute, so we will take a 15-minute recess.
Thank you.
I would assume so, because I've already discussed 1226.
Alone.